The Gemara in the bottom of the Afzayin Mabez is trying to figure out the shear of a round sukkah. And the Gemara says the following klal. Any circle that the hekev, the circumference of the circle, is three tefachim, the reichev, the diameter of the circle, is going to be one tefach. So it's a ratio of 3 to 1. Rashi says over here, how do we know that? So he says that the Gemara in Erevin Kaimelon, the Gemara in Erevin learns it off from a pasuk. The pasuk says in it's pasuk in Melachim and in Devar Yamim by the Yam Shasa Shlomo. It says over there that there is an eagle. There was a circle that was 30. There was 10 amas wide. The diameter was 10, and it says that a kav of shloshim ba'ama yosavai. So you need a string of 30 amas to surround the circle. So you see that if it's a 10 amas wide, 10 amas diameter, you need 30 amas to go around it, 30 amas circumference, which is the ratio of 3 to 1. And that teaches us this klal, this formula, that a circle is always going to be the ratio of 3 to 1. Now the question was bothering me. This Rashi is that why does Rashi need to learn this out from a pasuk? Rashi says, we learn it from a pasuk, it's a holimut l'chai, this is a dava nir le'inayim. You take a string, you measure the circle, you measure the middle, you can figure out with your own eyes that that is the ratio of 3 to 1. Why is it necessary to have a pasuk over here? And furthermore, if you look later on in Daf Ches Amud Aleph, in Rashi Diba Maschol Michti, Kamim Ruba Yeser Ala Eagle, he's trying to explain the Gemara, where the Gemara says that a square is always a quarter more than a circle. Rashi says, how do we know that? He says, but bar nir le'inayim, we can figure it out with our own eyes. There's no pasuk, you take an amma. If you take a chut and you put it around a circle, it's 3 amas, and put it around a square, it's 4 amas, and you can figure it out with your own eyes. So Rashi doesn't need a pasuk over there, you figure it out with a ruler and a string. Why over here do we suddenly need a pasuk? Also, later on in the bottom of Chesam, further down in the Amid, Dibra Maschal, Michtikul Amsa Biribua, when trying to figure out that every Amma Biribua is Amsa Betre Chumshi Balach Suna, Rashi says, how do we know that? Keshata Maidid, Alachsan Shalem, when you measure it, that's what you find. Very simple. You measure it, you find it. That's a chachamim or mishar. There's no need for a pasuk. So in both those places, Rashi does not need a pasuk. We figure it out by simple measuring. Why suddenly over here, to figure out a circle, the ratio of 3 to 1, do we need a pasuk? And I think to answer this kasha, we have to take a look at the Gemara in Erevin and Daf Yud Daled, which is the Gemara Rashi is quoting. And this is really a question on the Gemara over there. The Gemara over there says, it brings the klal that every circle is 3 to 1. If it's an amma cross, it's going to be 3 circumference. And the Gemara says, "Manani mili." How do we know that? And the Gemara answers, "We learn it off in this pasuk in Melachim. Yasas Hayam, he made the yam. It was the yam was eser amma is a cross. The diameter was 10, and the kav shloshim ba'amma yosavais. And you need a string of 30 amas to go around it. So you see, it's a ratio of 30 to 10, which is a ratio of 3 to 1." So the question really is on the Gemara in Erevin. Why does Gemara say Minani Mili? Where do we know this from? Why do we quote a pasuk? L'char it's a dava nir le'inayim. Why is it necessary to ask for a makar and to bring a makar? In this kasha, the Maharal asks in his Chidushi Halachas in Erevin over there, and the Maharal answers like this. He says it's the reason why the Gemara needs a pasuk is very simple. It's the idea from the Chachmei Hamedida, from the mathematicians, that this formula of 3 to 1 is really not accurate. That's not the exact ratio. The ratio of pi is really off by a little bit. It's not 3 to 1, but it's really 3.1415, v'chule, keeps on going. That is the exact shear. So 3 to 1 is not an exact measurement. Yet Chachamim say the formula is 3 to 1. So the Gemara's kasha is, Manani Mili, how do we know to go with the formula of 3 to 1, being that we know the B'metzias, that's not exactly what it is, it's not accurate. Where did Chachamim get this from? They can't on their own just go connect the B'metzias. And on that, the Gemara says we have a pasuk. The pasuk tells us clearly that you go with this measurement, the ratio of 3 to 1. So that's the measurement the Torah goes with for whatever reason, even though it's a little bit off. That is what the Gemara is answering. So now we understand clearly what the Kasha of the Gemara is, what the Torah says, Manani Mili. The Maharal is actually Mechamim to the Taisa Rush over there in Erevin, who says it's Bekitzer. And that Avada is Pashup Shana Rashi over here. That we Dafka for this, we need to have a Pasuk, as opposed to everything else we could figure it out Misvar, because this is something which is Taka not. You can't figure it out Misvar. If you might it on your own, you're going to see that it's going to be off. And the Pasuk is Mechadish, this is the measurement. Kashir Chachamim, this is what you're supposed to go with, and Shuria Atara, even though it's not exactly the right amount. That's the Pshat of the Maharal and the Taisa Rush. Now you find a Peldika thing, that this whole idea is really merumas in the Pasuk itself. In the Pasuk itself, there's a remez that 3 to 1 is not the exact measurement, but Afal Pichin the Torah went with that, and this is a remez that I heard once, I'm not sure who says it, but it's a beautiful remez. If you look in the Pasuk in Melachim, that the Gemara quotes in Erevin, so the Lashon of the Pasuk is that he made this, the Yam Shasa Shlomo was Ugal Saviv, it was a circle, and it was 10 Amas Eser Ba'ama Miswasa Atswasa, it was 10 Amas across, and a Kav Shleshim Ba'ama Yosevaisa, and you need a Kav, you need a string of 30 Amas to surround it, so that's the ratio of 30 to 10, which is 3 to 1. Now the The way I read the pasuk is the way we read it, but there's really a kriyuk siv over here. The way we read it is v'kav shloshim ba'ama. Kav is kuf vav, but the ksiv is really kuf vav hey, kava. So it's written kuf vav hey, and we read it kav without the hey. So what's the difference between kav and kava? So kav kuf vav, the way we read it is gematria 106. Kuf vav hey, the way it's the ksiv, not the way we read it, is 111. So we have to figure out the difference between 106 and 111. Now, if you divide 106 by 111, the result is 0.9549. So remember that number, 0.9549. That's the difference between 106 and 111. Now, if you take the number 3, which is the formula the Gemara gave us, 3 to 1, and you divide it by the actual number of pi, which is 3.1415, those are at least the beginning digits, 3.1415, you divide 3 by that number, the result is exactly 0.9549, which was the same result that we got when divided 106 by 111, which is the difference between the gematria of kav and kava, the kri and ksiv. So it's a paldik ezach that the Torah was meramez within this pasuk that teaches us to follow the formula of 3 to 1, but don't think that's accurate. That's not the real difference. The real difference is going to be off by 0.9549. But afal pi chen, the Torah decided that this is the formula we go with, 3 to 1, even though there is something off over here. It's a beautiful remnant to this idea. How to remnant in the pasuk itself.